Adding tall indoor grass to indoor decor will enhance the aesthetic view of your living space. It will have other benefits too, from air purification to using them for privacy and dividers in your living space. If you want to add a touch of nature indoors, here I provide you with the top 10 best tall indoor grass plants. Most of these plants are low maintenance, which lets those who don't have a green thumb in gardening bring greenery to their living space. Please keep in mind these tall indoor grass plants will thrive well outdoors too. Some of them are more adapted to the outdoors because they need full sun conditions. Hence, I provide you with caring tips for growing every grass indoors that help you the best ones that are more suitable for your house. If you are ready, let's start our journey to the world of tall indoor grasses. Fountain grass, Pennisetum malapacuroides. On top of our list is fountain grass due to its arching foliage and feathery flower plumes that give a distended view to your living space. However, you often spot this tall indoor grass with green leaves, but there are varieties with variegated leaves. Its flowers are bottle brush-like and you can find them from pink to reddish-purple, depending on the variety. Caring tips. It can be grown indoors in a large container, but should avoid planting it in pots without drainage holes. It may require regular pruning to keep its size manageable. Caring requirements. Light requirements. Full sun, but can tolerate partial shade. Best soil. Well-draining soil is essential for this grass. It can tolerate various soil types, but it prefers slightly acidic to neutral soil. Temperature. It can adapt to a range of temperatures. However, it prefers warm conditions. You must protect it from frost in colder climates. Watering. Water regularly watering during the growing season. Allow the soil to dry out between waterings. Avoid overwatering, as it can lead to root rot. Fertilization. Food it with a balanced, slow-release fertilizer in the spring. Chinese silver grass, Miscanthus sinensis. This plant has tall, slender stems and its foliage is arching. As you can find in its name, its foliage varies in color from green to silver, depending on the cultivar. In the late summer and early fall, this tall indoor grass may surprise you with its feathery flower plumes. Its flowers are creamy white to reddish purple. Hence, before adding them to your living space, search for varieties that are more match your indoor decor. Caring tips. Some varieties of Miscanthus sinensis can be grown indoors, but they may need a lot of space and may not achieve their full size potential. Caring requirements. Light requirements. Full sun to partial shade is ideal. Best soil. Well-draining soil. Fertile soil. It can tolerate various soil types. Temperature. It loves warm climates, but can tolerate cold winters. Watering. Regularly watering, especially during hot and dry periods. Give it consistent moisture, but avoid waterlogged soil. Fertilization. A balanced fertilizer in the spring. Miscanthus sinensis strictus, porcupine grass. This tall indoor grass is actually a variety of Chinese silver grass. I put it in a separate place in my list due to its distinctive zebra-like horizontal stripes on its leaves. Hence, it can bring a different view to your house with its growing clumps, upright, or arching habit. If you care it well, Miscanthus sinensis strictus will reward you with silvery white flower plumes that rise above its foliage in late summer. Caring tips. Like other Miscanthus varieties, it can be grown indoors, but may require space and regular maintenance. Caring requirements. Light requirements. Full sun to partial shade. Best soil. It can tolerate different soil types, but prefers well-draining, fertile soil. Temperature. It grows in warm conditions, but can tolerate colder temperatures. Watering. Avoid allowing the soil to dry out completely. Fertilization. A balanced fertilizer in the spring. Purple Majesty Ornamental Millet, Pennisetum glaucum. In the fourth position on our list is a unique tall indoor grass with deep purple to burgundy foliage. It has compact clumps, however, it doesn't grow as tall as some other ornamental grasses, which makes it proper for indoors. Another wonderful thing about it is its cylindrical, deep purple flower spikes that contrast beautifully with its dark foliage. Caring tips. This grass can be grown indoors as long as it receives sufficient light and is placed in a spacious container. Caring requirements. Light requirements. Full sun. Best soil. Well-draining soil is crucial. Temperature. Warm conditions. Watering. Avoid overwatering. Fertilization. A balanced fertilizer in the spring too. Switch grass, Panicum virgatum. I love this grass for indoor due to its slender green or blue-green foliage that turns shades of yellow, orange, or red in the fall, very gorgeous. It's not the only thing that I like about this tall indoor grass. Switchgrass blooms in late summer with airy, open flower panicles that can vary in color from pinkish red to silver. Caring tips. Some varieties of switchgrass can be grown indoors, but they may require a large container and plenty of light. Caring requirements. Light requirements. Full sun is preferred, however, it can tolerate partial shade. Best soil. Well-draining soil. Temperature. Different temperature ranges. Watering. Water regularly. Fertilization. A balanced fertilizer in the spring. Umbrella bamboo, Fargesia murielli. Umbrella bamboo is more similar to bamboo due to its features of slender, arching canes with dense, evergreen foliage, but most people like to consider it as tall indoor grass. Its leaves are dark green with a fine texture. This plant is also one of the large low-light indoor plants that is safe for cats. Caring tips. It's a bamboo variety that can be grown indoors if you have the right conditions, including bright, indirect light and a large container. You can grow them in pots without drainage holes if you know how to water in pots without holes. Caring requirements. Light requirements. Partial to full shade. Best soil. Slightly acidic to neutral soil. Well-draining soil. Temperature. It is cold hardy and can tolerate cold winters. Watering. The soil must be consistently moist. Fertilization. A slow-release, balanced fertilizer in the spring. Blue oat grass, Helictotricon sempervirens. Another low-maintenance tall indoor grass with tufted, silvery blue foliage. Very nice. It has a neat, upright growth habit. Without showy flowers. But I think its dense foliage is enough stunning that it doesn't need to bloom. Caring tips. It can be grown indoors in a suitable container with well-draining soil and proper light conditions. Caring requirements. Light requirements. Full sun. Best soil. Well-draining soil. Sandy or loamy soil. Temperature. Can grow in temperate climates and tolerate cold winters. Watering. Water regularly during the growing season. Dry slightly the soil between waterings. Reduce watering in winter. Fertilization. A balanced, slow-release fertilizer in the spring. Feather reed grass, Calamagrostis executiflora. Feather reed grass has narrow, linear leaves. This tall indoor grass rewards you with its feathery, purplish-pink flower spikes in the summer. Add it to your indoor decor to give you a striking contrast. Caring tips. This grass can be grown indoors with adequate light and a spacious container. Caring requirements. Light requirements. Full sun to light shade. Best soil. Well-draining, fertile soil. Temperature. It thrives in moderate climates. Watering. Soil must be consistently moist during the growing season. Fertilization. A balanced fertilizer in the spring. Pink mullee grass, Mullenbergia capillaris. Do you know why we call it pink mullee grass? Due to feathery, pink to purplish pink flower plumes that create a cloud-like view, you can see it show in the late summer and early fall. Caring tips. It can be grown indoors in a container with bright light conditions. Mealybugs are the most important pests in the indoor growing of pink mullee grass. You can control these tiny bugs in natural ways such as with neem oil spray. Caring requirements. Light requirements. Full sun. Best soil. Well-draining soil. Sandy or loamy soil. It can tolerate slightly alkaline soil. Temperature. Warm climates. Watering. Water regularly and avoid overwatering. Fertilization. A balanced fertilizer in the spring. Amur silvergrass. Let's end our list with one of the best tall indoor grasses, Amur silvergrass. I think this grass with its tall, upright stems, narrow green leaves, and large, silvery white plumes can give a dramatic appearance to your living space. Caring tips. Like other Miscanthus species, it can be grown indoors but may require space and proper care. Caring requirements. Light requirements. Full sun to light shade. Best soil. Well-draining, fertile soil. Temperature. Warm conditions, however, can tolerate colder climates. Watering. Keep the soil consistently moist during the growing season and reduce watering in winter. Fertilization. a balanced fertilizer in the spring. Conclusion. Now you have a list of the top 10 tall indoor grass plants with their caring that let you add a green view to your house. Did you create your favorite list? Which one is at the top of your list? Have you ever experienced using tall grass plants in your indoor decor? Can you raise our list with new plants? Please share your ideas with our readers below this page.